We live in a world bursting with information, yet devoid of application. We consume endless amounts of tweets, articles, documentaries, books, and even podcasts like this one, yet experience little if any measurable shift in our actions. Which brings us to today's application episode. Over the next 5 minutes or so, I'll reflect on seven key lessons I've learned from our guests who have joined us from around the world over the first 5 years of the Catalyst 360 podcast. As we knock on the door to our 300th episode, it's ludicrous to attempt to narrow the thousands of potentially life-altering strategies they've provided down to seven, but let's give it a go. And if you've got your own list, send it to us. results@catalystcoaching360.com, and we'll share a few in an upcoming Catalyst 5 newsletter. By the way, we'll also provide links to the episodes that I'm going to reference in the description so you have easy access. So with that, I'm your host, Dr. Brad Cooper of Catalyst Coaching 360, and here are seven aha moments our guests have provided over the years that have stuck. Number one, don't move the goalposts. Morgan Housel, author of The Psychology of Money, made this comment, and it has stuck with me ever since. He was specifically talking about money and the need to stop setting a meaningful lifestyle target based on one income level and then moving it ever higher once we reach that target, thus creating a need to work more hours and more years. Clearly nail this one down, and it will change both our current and future lives. And no doubt, this applies to far more than our finances. Number two, create an Amazon rainforest in our gut. Dr. Christopher Lowry shared some incredible insights about how our gut microbiome influences so many aspects of life. But what really stuck was when he compared the protective nature of the complex ecosystem of an Amazonian rainforest to that of a wheat field. And why it's the variety of fruits and vegetables rather than the number of daily servings that makes the biggest difference. Ever since, I've been dialed into getting as many varieties into my daily fueling, even if it's just a single blueberry or bean sprout added to the mix. Number three, stay up later. Dr. Jade Wu, author of Hello Sleep, joined us a few months ago, and her use of cognitive behavioral therapy for sleep struggles paid big dividends personally. She shifted perspective from stressing about lost sleep to focusing on percentage of time in bed spent sleeping, with the goal, not perfection, but 85 to 95%. For some, including me, that meant going to bed later versus earlier. Number four, don't burn the popcorn. Dr. Adrian Lowe is a physical therapist and chronic pain specialist. His visual involves microwave popcorn, and it stuck. The instructions may say to microwave 5 minutes, but that burns the popcorn. Instead, you microwave for 3 minutes, check in, another minute, check in, 30 seconds, check in, etc. The same application holds for increasing activity coming off an injury or with a chronic pain struggle. Add a little intensity, recover. Then separately add some distance, recover. Rinse and repeat, but don't burn the popcorn. Number five, everyday creatine? That's right. Registered dietitian Wendy Earlbeck opened my eyes, and based on the number of downloads, thousands of you, to the importance and value of creatine, not just for weightlifters, but for all of us. 5 grams a day supports a healthy brain and body, regardless of our activity of choice. It's been a daily habit of mine ever since. Number six, link new habits to old ones. Two best-selling authors that joined us, Dr. Wendy Wood and Dr. BJ Fogg, both reminded us an easy way to form a new habit is to link it to something already firmly entrenched. For example, brushing my teeth is a given. So if I want to enhance my one-legged eyes closed balance, do it while brushing my teeth. It's a simple technique that can be utilized with almost any new habit and brings new life to old habits at the same time. It's an invaluable approach. Number seven, the final lesson wasn't limited to a single episode. Rather, it was something each of our guests demonstrated. Kindness. I know it's easy to focus on the division and anger seemingly all around us in this world, but almost without exception, our guests were personally very kind and incredibly gracious with their insights. They didn't know me. Frankly, when we started this podcast 5 years ago, there weren't many of you out there listening to us. And I'm certainly not a household name. At age 57, I still have speaking engagements where the audience members are disappointed that the Dr. Brad Cooper up on the stage isn't the actor Bradley Cooper that was in their favorite movie. The words from Tim McGraw's song, Humble and Kind, sums up nicely the approach our guest modeled for me, and I hope, as our listeners, you caught a glimpse of it as well. Here are a few lines from that song. When the dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and kind. Don't expect a free ride from no one. Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why. Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget to turn back around and help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind. Thanks for tuning into the Catalyst 360 podcast. Please contact us about pursuing your NBHWSC approved health and wellness coach certification or integrating best-in-class coaching into your organization, EAP, or wellness services. Email results@catalystcoaching360.com. And now it's time to be that catalyst. Make it a great rest of your week, and thanks for being a part of the Catalyst community.